The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
All right, everybody, listen up.
You know what today is?
Let me think. What's today?
Look at the calendar.
Okay, we need to look at a calendar.
No need. No need at all.
It's Tuesday, right?
We have a winner.
You win.
Oh, boy. What's my prize?
Full day of work.
You work all day.
9 to 5.
That's a bull crap prize.
I'm going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't.
Hey! I don't think my boss likes me either.
You suck. Succeeded beautifully at being god-awful.
Hey! Holy Testicle Tuesday.
Hey! They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
How about that?
Nah, I like it.
It's flawless.
Flawless.
That was flawless.
Flawless victory.
Rip his head off! Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Brock. It's Hunter 604. Happy Tuesday. Happy Super Tuesday, that is.
Super Tuesday, huh?
Super Tuesday. Do you know what Super Tuesday is, Hunter?
Is it super?
Super Tuesday? Super Tuesday is an important day when it comes to the election.
Oh, I was thinking superheroes, but all right.
No superheroes are involved, only old, horrible politicians.
We are Brock and Hunter.
With
our powers combined,
we can put on an average morning show. Without our powers combined, it's just garbage. Right. No, Super Tuesday, people are heading
weakness
to the polls.
Of dumbness. Stupidity.
Laziness.
Is that Captain Planet? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that was Captain Planet.
You know what? They should bring him back. Captain Planet more now than we did back then.
More than ever.
Ever.
Right now. We got turtles with straws up their noses. And
where is Captain Planet?
He gave up.
Is he drinking?
Think about it. When did Captain Planet cancel? Here's a good question. I love how you moved off of Super Tuesday.
I don't care about politics. We're talking about Captain Planet.
He's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Something. It ended in 96. You know what? That's pretty much when everything just took a dump.
Yeah. When the ocean started collecting trash, pollution,
Captain Planet was yoked, bro.
He took a spring break in 96, went down to Daytona and never came back.
You know, with all the stuff that has come back, I'm surprised Captain Planet hasn't had a reboot.
With his blue body and green hair.
His hot, ripped blue body and green mullet.
Oh, yeah.
All right, he has a mullet, which is best.
It's a flat top mullet.
It's a flat top mullet.
He's got the Schwarzenegger haircut.
He has the flat top mullet and just, honestly, super revealing outfit.
Yes, it is.
When you look at him, it's like, meh. And now, is it all blue? Like, does he have a blue body or is that like leggings and stuff?
I think it's a blue body, man.
So he decided to wear
what was the deal with
a crop top and booty shorts?
Yeah. Back in the early 90s and 80s, what was the deal with wrestlers and superheroes wearing Speedos?
Just keeping it tight, bro. Well, wrestling makes sense because you don't want them to be able to grab your clothes.
Okay.
You got to keep it tight.
Yeah.
That's why whenever I fight, I throw on my singlet from high school.
You know, if I was like,
get that.
I got to be a superhero in the 80s. Like, I got to wear that. That's what I got. That's my uniform. It's revealing.
Wasn't there a Mrs. Captain Planet?
No.
I think I'm going to watch some Captain Planet this weekend. I love it. Anyway, happy Tuesday. We got so much to do, so let's get to it. Now that we just wasted 5 minutes talking about Captain Planet.
Yeah, it's a good reference.
It's the first break of the day.
It's Super Tuesday,
bro. And we ruined it. It had nothing to do with Captain Planet. It's all politics, and we ruined it. All right, we'll be back in a few. Stick around. Right now, the mighty Metallica. Yeah, Metallica. It's the Blabby Morning Show. Rock 107 WIRX. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
You think you're all cool with your fresh haircut?
Oh, yeah, I got my haircut.
Yeah, I noticed. You never notice when I get my haircut.
No.
You dick.
Did you get yours cut?
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't. But if I did, you wouldn't notice.
Look, come on.
Do you notice when your wife gets her haircut?
Look how fresh.
Do you ever notice that?
Yeah, because she's always gone for like 3 hours. Where are you?
What are you doing?
What? No, I literally went to get a haircut yesterday, and a woman walked in, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Maybe she just got like a little tighten up or something. I have no idea.
But sometimes I'm like, they just 3 hours,
do the ends. Man. Yeah.
No, she's not getting her hair done for 3 hours.
No.
She goes and gets her hair done, and then she just stays away from you.
Probably.
Says it. She set a precedent that she needs to meet every time now.
Like, what are you doing in there, though?
To be fair, though. To be fair, does your wife get her hair colored when she goes?
I think so. I think so. That,
I remember when I used to get my tips frosted, it did take quite some time.
Okay.
You know, you had to put the cap on and get the hair pulled through, and then they had to make the stuff, and then you had to sit underneath the heating thingy. So it took a while.
I'll let you know next time she goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with her.
You guys can go hang out for 4 hours.
I need the summer's almost here. I need the tips frosty. All right. Anyway, good Tuesday morning. Brock Hunter.
It is.
Fancy new haircut Hunter. That's how I'm going to call you all morning.
Thanks, man.
Lot going on we got to get to, so stick around. Sports coming up. Are you ready? Wolfie was out again today, so we don't have actual sports that were printed off for
us. We got some scores. We got some stuff, some stories.
I could maybe bring up that story that I had yesterday that I didn't get to.
I like
because
it.
We spent too much time talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Please.
Making hook shots. So we'll do that when we come back. All right, sports on the way. It's Brock and Hunter. We'll be back. Fox. Hey, good morning. Oh, of course. And Daniel. 6:40, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Happy Super Tuesday.
Hi.
Not like that. Not that kind of super.
Can we just change it to Superhero Tuesday?
I'm sure there already is a Superhero Tuesday.
Yeah, and none of them are standing at a podium, I'm telling you.
No, nobody up on the bat. The closest one was Buttigieg, but he is out of the running now.
Uh-huh.
So now we have one frail old white guy and another frail old white guy trying to take on a frail old white guy.
it's a story that happens every 4 years.
That's literally what it is. It's a bunch of frail old white guys that
get together every 4 years and bitch at each other.
They're going to argue, and we're going to vote on it because that's what we like
to
do.
And then, more old people really latch onto it.
And then nothing's going to change. It's just going to be awful.
Oh, did you see the debate last night?
No, I didn't.
I absolutely not.
Well, you know what?
You should watch it if you're...
Because this one old white guy said this other thing that this other old white guy didn't like, and then this other old white guy tweeted about it, and it was very riveting.
Right.
It was very riveting.
I love the excuse.
You should, you're for your country. You really should just watch it.
We'll make it interesting. Make it appealing to me then.
They should fight to the death, gladiator style, to the death. That's how it needs to be.
See, right there.
Yeah, that's how it needs to be.
Right there.
They need to put him in a ring.
Here's what it is. Everybody, you get the honesty out of everybody once you get punched in the nose.
Yeah.
Once you get hit
physically,
it's like, it wakens you up a little bit. It's an old Bill Burr bit.
No, I think then, too, we would start getting,
if they do
young, ripped athletes. Like, well, I can win.
Yeah.
I can win. It'd be way better.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. I think he should run.
He's never.
People are like, oh, he's just a movie. Like, dude, the dude's legit. The guy gets up at, 3:30, works out.
If a reality TV star could be president.
100%.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of California for a long time.
He's well-minded, too.
What's his face? Jesse the Body Ventura was governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, he's a little out there.
He's gotten worse. I think
he's
all
got
the
that
brain,
skullet going.
The brain injuries all the years have finally gotten to him.
He tied his skullet too tight.
Yeah, it's too tight. It's taking all the blood away from his brain. All right, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union,
come be part of it.
Well, KISS is getting into the casino business. Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and their partner in the Rock and Brews restaurant chain, Tom Moore, are looking to open a casino in Biloxi, Mississippi, using the chain's name. They're taking over a previous casino space owned by Jimmy Buffett and operated under his Margaritaville brand. They're going to have a big hotel, a big old concert hall. They're going to have casinos, games and everything. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. I hope they have the KISS pinball machine there. I love the KISS pinball machine. It's fantastic.
It's a sought-after pinball machine there, bro.
Speaking of games, a new Ozzy Osbourne 8-bit video game called Legend of Ozzy has launched online. You have to direct a bat outfitted with Ozzy's head through various obstacles like wolves, devils, and evil eyes and collect blood droplets to keep the Ozzy bat alive. The game soundtrack features cut from the new album Ordinary Man. You can play it online now at legendofozzy.com. I actually have it open up on my browser, and I'm going to play it here in a little bit because that's better than doing actual work.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, there's a couple, Let's do on this day, 1979, Van Halen began their first world tour. Wow. They've done other tours, but this was their first world
tour. Went worldwide, huh?
Worldwide, hitting all the big spots
around
the globe. So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. 6:24, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up, man?
Quick look at your forecast before we get to your sports. Let's see. Today, cloudy, chance for some rain, high of 48. Tonight, low of 30. Tomorrow, more rain, possibly snow, high of 42. Then it's warming up. Well, I thought it was going to be warmer. It's all over the place. It's spring. I think spring is here.
Is it?
I think it is.
Can you smell it?
Because we got a high of 38 one day. We got a high of 55 another day. We got a 45, a 53. We're all over the place. Rain, snow, It all just crap everywhere. So anyway.
Oh, God, please stall. No, I'm good.
Are you ready?
Kind of.
And now...
Get your story ready. We're going to need it.
It's time. Should I do my story first and then you can go?
I got a story. Let's just do two stories. Forget the scores.
This is your one thing to do
Who
in the morning.
Who cares about the scores?
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
All right. So you want my... Go ahead. Do the sponsor.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're watching all your favorite sports action or listening to sports that we're not ready for.
All right, I got a story here. Actually, I was very ready with one story this morning. I'm trying to find scores, like local scores. Forget it. Who cares? So get your story ready. Here's mine. Was it over the weekend? I believe it was. It was Edelman and Tom Brady seen at the Syracuse game.
Oh.
So people are speculating, is he staying around? Because he's with Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
The camera guy comes up to both of them up front. Edelman's like, he's staying. He started yelling that. And Tom looks over at him. He's like, nice. Come on. What are you doing? So speculation is maybe he's staying in New England. Maybe he's staying at the Patriots. But right after... Edelman started saying, he's staying, kind of chanting it with a smile on his face. Tom Brady, they cut the audio right as he started saying it because I guess they didn't want to hear Edelman say that. So they cut the audio, but his lips say, no, he's not. And he's not, you can't hear him say it because they cut the audio. But
But
everybody on ESPN is like, was he saying, no, he's not? And they like slow his lips down. And it looks like he kind of has this disgruntled look on his face like, no, he's not. So, dude, he was seen with the Titans coach, wasn't he?
Well, FaceTiming. According to sources and a phone video, because people don't respect anybody's privacy nowadays, right. It showed him at a game, of course, sitting like courtside with another player.
Syracuse, that's what I'm talking about.
Is that Syracuse game? And it showed they were FaceTiming with the Tennessee coach.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, he was with Tennessee's coach for like 12 years.
Yeah.
So I don't...
Could just be friends.
It's just like him and Edelman. Yeah. So he's not coming back. He's done. Game over.
Wait, he's retiring?
He's retiring. Don't we have a bet on this?
Yeah, he's definitely not retiring. He said that.
He's retiring. He's done.
Not like... Brock, he literally said, not retiring this year.
He's done. Honestly, we should just put him down.
Okay. Tom Brady's done. Brock said so.
Yeah, just put him down. He's too old. He can't do it. What's he going to do? Go to Tennessee? He's done.
Yeah.
He's over. It's game over.
Is he?
Career is washed up.
Yeah.
Awful. Didn't even make the playoffs or barely made the playoffs this year.
Yeah, just as far as Rodgers did.
Lost. No, he didn't.
He didn't.
Rodgers won a game. Brady didn't win a game.
Yeah, they did.
No. They lost their first one.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Who?
They lost the first game. They lost to Tennessee.
Nah, they won their first game.
No, they did not.
I think they did.
No, they didn't win a playoff.
Look it up.
God. Patriots.
Did they lose their first playoff
game? Yes, they did. They were out right away. All right, I should have just done NF. Someone's texting you. They'll tell you right now.
He says, yeah. Oh, yeah, he says, and Aaron Rodgers sucks. I can't say the other word.
Who? Who said that?
It doesn't matter.
Was that Chris Harry?
No, it was like four text messages.
You piece of garbage.
You're saying quit talking trash about Brady when Aaron Rodgers is worse. That's what this guy says.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know who it is. This is just random people.
Is that your mom? No. Your mom texting you?
Nope.
Yeah, they beat. They lost their first game.
Yeah,
they lost to the Titans. They lost to Tennessee, and then the Titans beat Baltimore.
That's right. All right.
And the Packers beat the Seahawks, and then lost to the 49ers. Yeah. And the Packers had a bye. You know who didn't have a bye? The New England Patriots. So who's better now?
Why? Because they had a bye. Of course, they're gonna get farther.
Yeah. Yeah, and they won their second game. Yeah. They were so good, they got a game off.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Is that it?
We have way more Super Bowl rings than you do.
Are you on the team now?
I am. I am a New England Patriot. I know Tom. I'm going to text him right now.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Yeah. Mr. Text Brady. Him right now.
Actually, we'll call him. We'll have him on the show.
I can't wait. If he gets permission from Giselle, we'll do it.
Yeah.
The worst.
Rodgers is the worst.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Rock 107
WIRX. Good morning. All right, I'm going to keep this short and sweet because we got to get to useless trivia here in just a little bit. But, folks, don't forget, we are out and about today. It is finally here. Hats off to literacy. We are going to be at Coach's Bar and Grill in Stevensville from 5 to 7. All right. It is going to be a great time for a great cause. Hats off to literacy. Along with Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles in South Haven, is going to help improve the reading of kids in Southwest Michigan. What you want to do is come out and see us from 5 to 7 today at Coaches. Bring two new or lightly used children's books to donate. You donate those two new or lightly used children's books, you get a hat. A hat! A Plan B morning show hat.
Yeah, you should check it out. Actually, it's a pretty sweet hat.
They are dope, man. So it's all going to help benefit the Southwestern Michigan Spring Into Reading campaign. Now, if you don't have a book to donate, no worry. Just donate $25 towards the DP Imagination Library to sponsor child for 1 year of free books. Look, reading is so important. If you've listened to this show, you know you want to start getting kids reading early or they're going to end up like us. And that's not good. All right. I wish we would have had hats off to literacy when I was a youngster.
It's just a few books. Right, I had a few people. Hey, man, can you hook it up, man?
Dude.
Yeah.
It's for kids.
Trying to get them to help them read.
It's for kids, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Do it right.
Jeez, when you said that the other day, when who was in the room?
I can't remember.
I was like, dude, they're here right now live. Just cut out the.
No, I would never do it. Ever. This is me. And if I had books telling me not to swear,
because
the hat's off to literacy.
See, boom, there you go.
There you go. Don't let your kids grow up to be Brock.
Yeah, let them learn from books and not Brock. That's what it should be called.
There you go.
Learn from books
and
not
hats.
Brock.
And hats. Hats. So join us today. Hats off to literacy. We'll have 40 hats, and I want to get rid of all 40 of them.
Yeah.
That would be 80 books. If everyone brings two, that's 80 books.
Right.
Did I just blow your mind with how quick that math was?
No, I just figured how heavy that is. We're going to carry it out.
The Hummer's going to be squatted down.
Right.
Jesus.
That's a lot of books.
So join us. And two coaches is going to have great menu items. They got half-pound deep-fried shrimp, deep-fried pickles, toasted subs, Lenten specials like smoked steelhead fish and chips, salmon dinner. I think I'm doing the fish and chips tonight. Plus, $7 12-ounce Bud and Bud Light drafts and 12-ounce Busch Light cans and $2 off burgers and domestic bottle beer, only $2. Woo!
They got this, like, what is it? Garlic honey glazed fries or something.
Oh,
they put something on the fries.
You gotta ask for it.
I don't think it's on the menu. I think it's one of those secret menu items.
Yeah. Seriously, everything is great. So not only can you get a great dinner.
Honey ginger. That's what it is. There you go.
That was actually my stripping name.
Was it?
It was. God. Think about that when you're eating it. So join us. Hats off to literacy tonight. Bring your two new or gently used children's books and get yourself a hat. Get some great food, drinks at Coach's. We'll tell you more later on, but really, just come join us. Useless Trivia coming up next.
Now.
All right, here we go. It's time for Useless Trivia, as always, brought to you by Nolulu Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. Their shrimp boil Seafood Bar. Is back, man. Every Saturday you can get in on that. It's so amazing. There's usually people out the door because it's that good. People driving from Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids just to get in on it.
We walked out of the place the other day, and some random guy as we're walking in walks up.
Best food in town.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know you, but cool.
Yeah. Right, thanks, man. And people just yell it.
Yeah.
They do. Anyway, I'm going to make it easy on you to get to know LaRue with the gift certificate. You just got to get this question right. The first issue of Time Magazine came out on this date 97 years ago.
Jeez.
It's a long magazine, man.
It's a lot of time, if you will.
Get the hell out. Which controversial figure has appeared on the cover of Time Magazine the most times? Which controversial figure has appeared on the cover of Time Magazine's the most times? Out of anybody. Holds the record. Is it A, Charles Manson, B, Richard Nixon, or C, Benito Mussolini? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Which controversial figure has appeared on the cover of Time Magazine the most times? A, Charles Manson, B, Richard Nixon, or C, Benito Mussolini. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, win.